As the deal struck in Geneva, Switzerland last November over Iran's nuclear energy program comes into effect, reaction has been pouring in from around the world, and in particular the UK. The deal agreed by Iran with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany limits some aspects of the nuclear program, but under the agreement, Iran continues to enrich uranium up to the level of 5%. Academics say this is a vindication of Iran's policy and a recognition of its rights to peaceful nuclear technology.
It's quite clear that Iran's inalienable right to enrich uranium is now accepted by international bodies, by US, UK, etc. And this has been the main issue since 2005. So this is behind, and Iran's right for enrichment is globally recognized. So this has been a positive step forward.
Over the weekend, Jack Straw, the former foreign secretary, penned an article in the Independent newspaper praising Iran. MP Jeremy Corbyn was with Mr. Straw recently on a parliamentary delegation to Iran.
This is a really, really welcome deal, that we've finally reached a position where, instead of a nuclear standoff and allegations flying all over the place, we've reached an agreement in which Iran will have civil nuclear power and will not enrich beyond 5%. And in return, the next stage, of course, is the lifting of sanctions against Iran. And economic sanctions have actually been damaging to Iran, but also counterproductive from the interests of the West.
As the nuclear deal is implemented, people in the UK hope the agreement will lead to better relations between the British and Iranian governments. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.